You'll be surprised. Some of the best, most wealthy investors are Supreme Court lawyers, High Court lawyers.
What are you saying?
Big architects. You will find doctors with portfolios of 200 crores, 300 crores, 500 crores. Yeah. You're not going to be successful if you don't get the match right. If your temperament is that of a Cheteshwar Pujara and you're playing the T20 game, you're going to lose. Mehenga rohe ek baar, sasta rohe baar baar.
That's true.
P&L and your balance sheet, you can lie, you can hide, you can overstate inventory, overstate account receivable, you can do everything.
Yeah.
But the reality will always show up in your cash flow statement.
Welcome to Dostcast.
Thank you so much for having me.
तो आपकी सरकार आ रही है 2024 में, थोड़ा बताना चाहोगे इसके बारे
में? लग तो रहा है. I think early signs are there.
Yeah. But I was going to say, because ever since the PM became the PM, your last name has been popularized. You, एक बार तो ज़िंदगी में कोई जोक मारता होगा इस चीज़ पे कि अरे मोदी जी ये नहीं.
अरे बहुत बार है.
हैं? What's the most cringy one that they use?
So I mean, once it's happened with me कि I was racing my car, almost jumped the yellow.
You were racing your car.
Yellow light onto the red light. Police वाले पकड़ लिया. और बोला साइड पे खड़ा रखा और फिर स्टैंडर्ड ड्राइविंग लाइसेंस निकालो, ये निकालो, वो निकालो. देन मेरा सरनेम देखा, अरे अब तो मोदी सरकार तो आप ही की है.
Then you got free?
No, then I said, sir, अभी जाने तो गलती हो गया. तो ठीक है आप जाइए.
आपने बोला नहीं मैं मामा का लड़का हूँ.
आई विश बट नहीं, अनफॉर्चुनेटली देयर इज नो रिलेशनशिप कोइंसिडेंस.
मुझे लग रहा था मैं कुछ अपनी से छोटी मोटी कोई काउंसलर की सीट दिलवा लेता आपसे.
अरे
एनीवे सो वी आर नॉट गोना डिस्कस द लास्ट नेम, ठीक है? बट आई फिगर्ड वेयर वी स्टार्ट इज समथिंग दैट आई बीन ऑब्जर्विंग. मैंने आई डोंट नो व्हिच इंडिविजुअल, एक तो बहुत सारे लोगों ने वॉरेन बफे और चार्ली मंगर पर किताबें लिखी हुई हैं, बिकॉज इट सीम्स टू मी ट्विटर पे अगर किसी ने चार्ली मंगर को 2 साल पहले एक बार जाके छुआ था ना ऐसे, तो उस पर भी थ्रेड लिख देते हैं. राइट? बिकॉज either these gentlemen are too inaccessible or the fact that they're so successful at what they do,
yeah,
that whatever little brush people have with them, they want to remember that, right? And obviously you've mentioned in your writings and everywhere else that you revere Warren Buffett. What I found interesting is ki when I was reading about Warren Buffett, when he would buy a stock, he would focus on ki company ke financials kya hain, kaun log use run kar rahe hain, kaise kaise hain. And I couldn't help but tie that to your auditing experience, right? Because I've never met someone who's audited. मैंने आपको बताया था मेरे majority दोस्त CFA हैं, तो मेरा तो वो experience रहा है. But when you go and audit a company, right? उसके अंदर क्या involve होता है? Like what does that mean? क्या आप जाके बोलते हो कि embezzlement तो नहीं हो रही, कोई गड़बड़ तो नहीं हो रही? Like how do you typically go audit a company?
So I think ultimately, see, the objective of an audit is to make an opinion कि जो बुक्स में है, जो फाइनेंशियल्स में जो हिसाब किताब है, वो रीजनेबली ट्रू एंड फेयर है या नहीं. दैट इज द ऑब्जेक्टिव, कि जो लिखा गया है वो सच है या नहीं. एंड बाय एंड लार्ज वेल कवर्ड है, एवरीथिंग ऑल कंप्लायंसेस एक्सेट्रा वगैरह हैव बीन मेड. सो ट्रू एंड फेयर ओपिनियन एसेंशियली इज द ऑब्जेक्टिव ऑफ एन ऑडिट. एंड जब भी आप ऑडिट कर रहे हो, आई थिंक दैट्स व्हाट यू ट्राई एंड सी, कि have all transactions been captured, has anything been missed out. As you rightly said, you try and look for ki bhai, is there any embezzlement that has happened, any misreporting that has happened, any over reporting, under reporting, because anything that can give you a sense ki sach nahi bola ja raha hai ya aapse sach chupaya ja raha hai, that is the ultimate goal of an auditor. So you audit it from that perspective, and I mean, it's a cumbersome exercise. It is sometimes often boring as well, but it gives you deep insight. Matlab you get a deep insight on how a particular organization works.
So take me back to like one of those incidents, because kya does company law mandate that ek external auditor ko bula ke apne accounts dikhane padenge? Kya ye Bharat ka koi law hai aisa? And secondly, when we speak about the word audit, let's just say you find some discrepancies, right? What is your objective then?
So see, typically, first of all, yes, company law mein, so the Companies Act requires that you have to appoint an external statutory auditor. So har saal aapko aapki, if you are a private limited or a public limited company, aapko jo Ministry of Corporate Affairs hai, वहाँ पे आपकी कंपनी की बैलेंस शीट एक फाइनेंशियल सब फाइल करने पड़ते हैं, एंड वो सारे फाइनेंशियल ऐसा नहीं है कि मेरे को मैंने घर पे बना के लिख दिए और फाइल कर दिए. आई हैव टू गेट इट ऑडिटेड बाय एन एक्सटर्नल स्टैट्यूटरी ऑडिटर विच इज अ क्वालिफाइड सी ए क्वालिफाइड टू साइन एन ऑडिट, और वो ही अल्टीमेटली मैं फाइल कर सकता हूँ. नाउ ऑन द क्वेश्चन ऑफ डिस्क्रिपेंसी की, अगर किसी को कोई डिस्क्रिपेंसी मिलती है तो एज एन ऑडिटर कोई क्या करता है यूजुअली, कि the right that an auditor is, as I said earlier, कि auditor का objective है opinion देना और एक ultimately एक auditor report issue करना. तो that is the ultimate weapon for an auditor. So if there is any discrepancy found, you will find that auditors make a note of that in their audit report. And that audit report is ultimately filed to the government, the regulator, etc. And that audit report highlights कि भाई ये wrongdoing हुआ है. ABCD, either embezzlement has happened or the management has not been truthful or they have not disclosed falana dikna. So, ye puri cheeze audit report mein capture hoti hai. So, and that is where effectively an audit report, auditor can flag off any wrongdoing, and that wrongdoing is made available in public records via ministry records, etc.
So then begs the question, हम लोग रहते तो भारत के अंदर हैं और अक्सर नेचुरल सी बात है अगर किसी के यहाँ पे कभी इनकम टैक्स की रेट भी बढ़ती है, हम सुनते हैं तो दे ट्राई टू लाइक मेक थिंग्स ईजियर फॉर देमसेल्व्स, या तो पहले खबर मिल जाती है कुछ और हो जाता है, और देर लाइक चाय पी लो पानी पी लो, राइट? इंडिया में इस तरह का कल्चर होता है, बट बिकॉज इन बिगर कंपनीज ऐसी आपने प्रैक्टिस कभी देखी कि लोग बोलते हैं कि दे हैव फाइनेंशियल मिस प्रैक्टिसेस, मैल प्रैक्टिसेस, एंड वो लोग फिर बोलते हैं कि लेट्स जस्ट फिगर आउट अ वे इन व्हिच वी कैन यू नो लेट द ऑडिटर सॉर्ट ऑफ, उनको हम बोल दें कि आप मत बताओ.
सो ऐसा अभी आई मीन दिस कुड हैव हैपेंड अबाउट मे बी 30-40 इयर्स अगो, जहाँ पे वी लिव्ड इन अ मोर एनालॉग एरा. इन अ डिजिटल एरा इन द वर्ल्ड दैट वी लिव इन टुडे, सी मोस्ट ट्रांजैक्शंस आर नाउ डिजिटल. लेट्स से आप कोई दुकान भी चला रहे हो, आपका कस्टमर आके बोलता है मेरे को तो UPI पेमेंट कर रहा है, तो पेमेंट्स हैपन थ्रू द ऑफिशियल चैनल. पहले क्या, आज से 20 साल पहले वो कैश दे देता था, तो यू कुड हैव केप्ट दैट आउट ऑफ द सिस्टम, आउट ऑफ द बुक्स. Now, because of the entire digital infrastructure that's got built, even a panwala is going to get a lot of his payments in via the digital mode. Now, ye sari transactions, ye sari digital transactions jo hoti hai through effectively the banking channel, wo kahin na kahin capture ho jati hai. So, in fact, agar aap income tax statement bhi abhi file karoge, to aapko, there is this AIF statement that comes, where your annual records, etc., get captured by the income tax डिपार्टमेंट एंड दे शो यू कि भाई ये पैसा आपको आया, ये सब आपकी इनकम है, सो ऑन एंड सो फोर्थ. सो इन टूडेज डे एंड एज इट्स टफ नंबर वन टू बी एबल टू एस्केप द लॉ बिकॉज द इकोसिस्टम हैज चेंज, नंबर वन. नंबर टू, नाउ इवन ऑडिटर्स हैव, देर आर रेगुलेटर्स टू रेगुलेट ऑडिटर्स. There are regulators who there have been enough and more incidences जहाँ पे अगर auditor ने कुछ गलत opinion दिया है या कुछ अनदेखा कर दिया है या झूठ देख के भी. So either auditor का दो चीज़ें, either उन्होंने कोई देखा नहीं तो there they have exercised negligence, और देखा है but उसको फिर भी flag off नहीं किया है, तो there they are party to the fraud, if I may call it. तो in such a case, lot of action has been taken now. You know, action has been taken by several regulators, whether it is the Ministry of Corporate Affairs, Lelo, ya SEBI Lelo, ya exchanges Lelo. And therefore, in fact, if you see Satyam ke case mein, you know, which is where the first big blow up of the role of an auditor happened, there were several orders that were passed suspending the auditor for a few years. The licenses were cancelled. So, ye sari cheeze auditor ke saath hui hai, agar aapne negligence ya fraud mein, if you have been a party to the fraud. उसके बाद से दीज इंसिडेंसेस हैव ड्रामेटिकली रिड्यूस्ड. आई एम नॉट सेइंग दैट इट मे नॉट हैव हैपेंड, मे नॉट बी हैपनिंग, बट आई थिंक अभी, आई मीन आई डोंट वांट द ऑडिटर विल से कि भाई मैं मेरा लाइसेंस क्यों दाव पे लगाऊंगा आपके लिए, आपके फ्रॉड में. तो अ लॉट ऑफ टाइम्स यू विल सी कि ऑडिटर्स, इफ दे आर नॉट अलाउड टू इश्यू अ प्रॉपर रिपोर्ट, दे रिजाइन.
Really?
Yeah, they resigned. They said, we don't want to do the audit. You will see several resignations. Aap BSE ke website pe jaiye, NSE ke website pe jaiye. You will see several auditors who have resigned and they have actually put it on record. Ki you know, management has not cooperated.
Yeah, so that's a signal to the government to start interfering.
Correct.
Ah.
So, I think in 2023, we live in a very different world. I think we live in a much more transparent world than we were 20 years ago.
Hmm.
And yeah, I think that's all for the good.
बहुत सारे सी एस, लाइक आई सेड, आई हैव सेवरल सी ए फ्रेंड्स, दे गो इनटू डिफरेंट थिंग्स. लोग अपनी प्रैक्टिस स्टार्ट करते हैं, कुछ लोग ऐसी सी ए कर लेते हैं, कुछ लोग पढ़ाना शुरू कर देते हैं, कुछ लोग एक्चुअली एक इन हाउस एक पर्टिकुलर कंपनी के साथ एसोसिएट हो जाते हैं. बट आई हैव नेवर मेट एन ऑडिटर बिफोर, लाइक आई मेंशन. सो टू थिंग्स, व्हाट इज द ऑडिटर लाइसेंस, लाइक व्हाई डू नीड टू गेट इट, एंड इज दिस लाइक अ हाई पेइंग लुक्रेटिव जॉब, हु इज रियली द पे मास्टर ऑफ एन ऑडिटर?
सो आई थिंक अल्टीमेटली यू नीड to be a chartered accountant, you need to be an ACA, FCA, licensed from the Institute of Chartered Accountants of India, and you need to have either your firm structure or your or in proprietorship structure to be able to, and there is something called a certificate of practice. So you need to get that certificate of practice to make sure that you are actually allowed to practice, and that a part of that practice involves the ability for you to be able to audit a particular company. Is audit a such a high paying job? I don't think so.
Is that why you left it?
I mean, see, when I did audit, it was essentially a part of my, there is a mandatory three and a half year training requirement under the CA degree. And I did it as a part of that. So I never really enjoyed audit, but it taught me a lot. And usme meko, I think I learned a lot from audit, but it was not something that, it's essentially postmortem, right? Ki aap aadmi, you know, aap company ka postmortem kar rahe ho, and aap dekh rahe ho ki bhai, you know, company zinda hai, nahi hai, theek hai, healthy hai, falana digna hai. And I had no interest in, it's a great job for some people. I think for a lot of people, they do it very passionately. And I think I have seen some of the brightest minds work in audit, because you know, they have a knack to be able to find these frauds, these stupid practices that companies indulge in. Wo ek art hai. Wo ek art hai jo kuch logo mein hai, and some people really enjoy. But I mean, that was not for me. That was not my calling, really.
Of course. Which begs the question, ki when before we move into stocks, phir bhi, in your experience doing this, you must have realized kaun si aisi companies hain. Khaskar, now we live in a world where we're seeing several IPOs. We're seeing very glamorous startups becoming unicorns, right? And I'm sure ki har startup ki agar aap piche jao behind the scenes, not everything is hunky-dory, right? I mean, kuch accounting gadbad ho sakti hai, maybe the staff hasn't been paid for 3 months, 4 months, whatever, right? So, what is the sort of like auditing accounting practices or even financial health ki jo practices hai, that separates like good companies, bad companies from great companies?
So, I think the fundamental difference between a great company and a poor company's auditing standard, or a accounting standard for that matter. Auditing is, as I said, postmortem. So, as far as accounting is, conservatism. See, great companies are very conservative in their accounting.
You know? How so? मतलब कि 20,000 रुपए अगर founder ने किसी को drinks पिलाने के लिए की deal बन जाएगी, खर्च करें हैं, तो वो नहीं allow करेंगे वो.
So, not only that, but see, a lot of times what will happen, let's say I'm running an institution.
Okay.
Or main kisi ko bachche ko fees. Now, I have taken fees from a customer or a student for 1 year. Now, a conservative, a lot of people, what they may do is they will report the fees in advances revenue. Full fee in advances revenue. But the right thing to do, the conservative thing to do is, if I've recovered, ये current year में सिर्फ 3 महीने के लिए वो fee ली गई है, तो I record 3 months, I show that my मेरा revenue सिर्फ 3 महीने का ही revenue है, पूरा revenue नहीं है, and मैं वो 9 महीना next year recognize करूँ.
I see.
So for ऐसी बहुत सारी चीजें हैं, जैसे revenue recognition है, expense recognition है, आप you have to take a real conservative view. So the great companies that have great accounting practices, they always err on the side of being conservative. They do not have aggressive accounting practices.
When you say aggressive, you mean accounts receivable ko sach maan lena ki ye to paise hai hamare paas.
Haan, so aap bad debts hai, even if bahut overdue hai, aap still usko account receivable dikha do.
Bad debts ko bhi?
Haan, even sometimes there is a practice ki bhai mujhe lag raha hai mujhe aisa aayega paisa, to main usko accounts receivable dikhata hu. Inventory hai, एक्सपायरी डेट हो गया इन्वेंट्री का या इन्वेंट्री खत्म हो गई है, इट्स स्टिल इट्स ऑन बुक्स एज इन्वेंट्री, इट्स नॉट बीन रिटन ऑफ.
या
सो देर आर लॉट्स एंड लॉट्स ऑफ वेज वेयर यू कैन हैव अग्रेसिव अकाउंटिंग प्रैक्टिस.
एंड इज देर अ मेरिट टू दिस अकाउंटिंग प्रैक्टिस इन एन आइसोलेशन? मे बी लाइक कभी कभी समटाइम्स there is a certain market and you need to be aggressive in your accounting to say, I don't know, pick up more money from the market or like pitch to a VC. Have you seen companies succeeding that have very aggressive accounting practices?
See, ultimately, everything that you do from an accounting point of view, right? See, there are three principal statements in the statement of accounts. One is your balance sheet. One is your P&L.
Mm-hmm.
The third is your cash flow statement.
Correct.
Your P&L and your balance sheet, you can lie, you can hide, you can overstate inventory, overstate account receivable, you can do everything.
Yeah.
But the reality will always show up in your cash flow statement.
Hmm.
Okay. There is a reason why we keep saying that cash flow is king, cash flow is the ultimate truth. Because if your inventory is not saleable, it will not convert into cash. If your receivable is not received, it will not show up in your cash. So, even if a company has used gimmickry, in accounting practices, balance sheet inflate kar liya ya P&L inflate kar liya, aap cash flow ki sachchai nahi chupa paoge. Eventually, life will catch up.
Yeah.
You can get away for a year, 2 years by using shady accounting practices, but life will come a full circle and you will get, you know, the cash flow statement will at some point of time start showing a very different picture from your balance sheet and P&L. And I think smart people are able to see through what happens in a cash flow statement and what happens in a balance sheet or a P&L. So, as I said, I mean, you can get away with it once, you can get away with it twice. But have I seen a company that has gotten away with accounting mispractice or malpractice for decades? The answer is no.
That explains why so many of my friends in the agency business are like, I spoke with this founder, he's bankrupt, his company is doing so well on Twitter.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, it's all vanity.
Yeah, I think that is why some of the more unglamorous parts of making wealth, wo itne bahar stand out nahi karte hain, because people are more interested in a founder telling a grandiose story about saving the world, like an optimist like Moses parting the sea. And, you know, creating the next XYZ. But I from what I have found more and more meeting people like you is that wealth is often made in very boring, stable, predictable ways. Would you say that, say, what you do for money is a boring field?
Absolutely. I think, I have no doubt about it. Yeah. I mean, see, you know.
But boring to others maybe, no?
See, every person here is here to serve a purpose. Okay. And you can try and make it glamorous that, oh, I'm in this to save the world and falana dikna, but I think there are very few people who can actually claim that they've done something, you know, which is breakthrough that has really saved the world. You know, like for example, save the world is like, maine COVID vaccine banaya aur bahut sare logo ko bachaya. That is,
although the new Pfizer study has come out, it's got about 122 side effects.
But theek hai, I mean, see, still, I think everything comes with side effects.
Yeah, it did its job at that time.
Yeah, did its job at that point of time. A crisis was put behind. But not every business is like that, you know. I mean, you can say, a barber can say, I'm here to save the world and, you know, make people look smarter and etc. But that's not how everybody does a great job, you know. Is either building a product, building a service.
Hmm.
And I think we should stop trying to glamorize or everything or put that into the lens of putting purpose to everything.
Hmm.
You know, some things are, okay, I'm doing it, I enjoy it.
Yeah.
There need not be a world-saving purpose for everything.
Yeah, today I tweeted something. I said, like, I much rather believe people who say I'm in it for the money than for BS words like purpose, impact, or meaning. Because those are things you say later when you're, like, generally retired, you know. Correct. Or, like, you have too much money. You basically have so much money, then you're, like, you become, like, Siddharth Buddha, ki now what is the meaning of life? I'm here to solve world happiness.
Yeah.
Then
you become, from a businessman, you become a guru.
Yeah, yeah. which is another different, you know, place you get into, because then you're like, now I will teach you about the world because I've crossed this barrier. I wanted to talk about Warren Buffett and Charlie Munger. Recently, Mr. Munger died and everyone tweeted about him. Among the two gentlemen, I've noticed that Munger is often more abrasive, more direct, more brash. Warren Buffett is more conservative. He's, you know, he speaks less. But one of the things that I read from Buffett was, and I want your opinion on this because you were in this world. He said, it is better to buy a great company at a fair price than it is to buy a fair company at a great price.
Yeah.
So that's basically his ideology behind buying or investing in stocks, right? Around pricing. Does that still hold true in the world that we live in right now?
I think what he's trying to say fundamentally, I think this was a lot, this particular line came from a lot of work that was influenced by Charlie Munger himself, even though Mr. Buffett said it. But if you look at Mr. Buffett's life, right, I mean, there was his first early part of his life where he was a so-called value investor, where he was essentially looking for one cigar puffs, what is called in investing world is, ki bhai, you try and find something at a discount. Aapko koi 100 rupaye ki cheez 50 rupaye mein milti hai. To you, or ya 60-70 rupaye mein milti hai. To you try and buy that at a discount, and then that discount will essentially get caught up in a period of time, and you will make your 100. Aapne 60 mili hai, 100.
Is that an effective philosophy or is that an incomplete picture?
It's incomplete. See, and I think Mr. Buffett also realized that, and I think Mr. Munger was the one who influenced that. See, what Mr. Munger said that this is just one part of the story. Aap kisi 100 rupaye ki cheez 60 rupaye mein lete ho, wo luck hai. You know, there is a, and you will not find infinite opportunities where everything will be available at a discount. So the true art or the true beauty of investing is to find a great company. Even if it's at $100, you know, if you think that the fair value is 100, even if you paid $100 for it. But if it's a great business and it can compound over time, you know, and I think Charlie Munger was such a big believer in the whole power of compounding. And he said, if you buy something at 100 and that can compound at 20% every year, you don't necessarily need to have bought something at a discount. The 100 will become 120, 120 will become 144, 144 will become 168, so on and so forth. And that compounding will do its magic. So in the life after, you know, Charlie Munger started influencing Mr. Buffett, that's when he started realizing, yes, that the big money is made in buying these great businesses at fair prices. You don't need to have a cheap price. I think what very often people confuse is that aapko achhi cheez chahiye saste mein. But wo kabhi nahi hota. Achhi cheez aur sasti cheez ek mein nahi milenge.
Aapne 99% Indian FMCG consumers ko pareshan kar diya ye baat bol ke.
So you know, hum aksar hindi mein ye bolte hai ki mehenga roye ek baar, sasta roye baar baar.
That's true.
You know, so aap, when he said buy a great business at a fair price, what he essentially meant was buy a great business that can compound over a period of time, that has its own advantages, its own competitive strengths, etc. And don't buy a silly looking price. So you don't have to be a fanatic and buy good companies at any price. Because at the end, then a good company becomes a bad investment.
Right.
So essentially, there are two. Making money from investments is about two things. One is, half of the problem is identification of a good company. And then making sure that that good company is actually a good investment will be defined by the price you buy it at.
Great. On that, I have several questions. Number one, what exactly is a great company? Okay? Because we both know, you can have a very good brand strategist, right? And you can paint a great story, right? Financials कुछ लोग ही चेक करते हैं. आई थिंक पीपल हु इन्वेस्ट इन स्टॉक्स एंड म्यूचुअल फंड्स वो बहुत सारे हैं, बट जो एक्चुअली अकाउंटिंग बुक्स देखते हैं, उसको एनालाइज करते हैं तरह से, वो बहुत कम है. सो वॉट इज अ ग्रेट कंपनी देन? एंड देन सेकेंड, हाउ डू यू मेक श्योर कि यार हिस्टोरिकली अभी ये बेस्ट प्राइस है? क्योंकि अल्टीमेटली आप तो एट द एंड यू आर जस्ट अ पर्सन ऑन सम एप्स डैशबोर्ड, राइट? एंड जस्ट प्रेसिंग बाय एंड सेल एंड जस्ट लुकिंग एट अ ग्राफ, राइट? How do you do that due diligence that you're able to assess what a great company is? Iska second part ye hai ki आपकी नॉलेज क्या है. अब अक्सर ऐसा होता है कि let's just say I love biohacking, so that means you're putting a glucose monitor here, doing cold showers, cold plunges. There's a company called Ultra Human, right? For example, so I can say यार Ultra Human fancy startup है, बहुत बढ़िया काम कर रहा है. मैं इस इंडस्ट्री के बारे में जानता भी हूँ, ऐसा करता हूँ, if it's on the market, I should buy their stocks. Isn't my reasoning sorted, or am I making a mistake?
So first, let's define what's a great company.
Sure.
And we'll go back to the conversation that we just had earlier. A great company is a company that can continuously over a period of time generate free cash. Okay. If a free cash generating machine generating a reasonable return on investment, that is what a great company is. You know, if your company has 100 rupees in capital deployed and they are generating 20 rupees in free cash every year by whatever business that they are doing, then yes, they're a great company. If they have great products, lovely services, but they don't make any money, or they don't generate any cash, or they don't have even throw up operating free cash, then for whatever it's worth, they are not a great company, because you know their ultimate goal for a shareholder is to be able to generate free cash, right? I mean, why do you invest? You invest because you think you'll pay something today and end up having a much larger outcome.
Right.
That larger outcome comes from cash flow. So the definition of a great company is very clear as far as that's concerned. Now, when you come up with a thesis, ki maine ye company dekhi hai, uske products dekhi hai. Again, let me say, a good product is not necessarily a great company.
Really?
Because if you have a good product, but let's say if you don't get your pricing right, you don't have a distribution right, you can, and essentially don't end up making any money as a company, then there's no point of having a great product. The great product, the evidence of the fact that you have a great product has to show up in the cash flow statement.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's where it has to show up. So that's point number one. Second, so obviously you can have expertise. You can say, "Acha, main ye karta hoon." You're a biohacker. You think Ultra Human for Lana Deekna. Great product. If you're a great believer, you just have to go and validate that thesis. Ke, is this company actually making money as well or not?
On paper.
Yeah. On paper, actually, is it generating free cash or not? So, for example, let's all look at Apple, right? I mean, it's one of the world's most iconic companies.
Yeah.
Make some of the great best products. Its customers swear by its products. But it also shows up in its cash flow statement.
Yeah.
It generates truckloads of free cash every year.
Yeah.
So that is true for a great company. So the difference between a great product and a great company is the free cash flow conversion, really. Now, as far as price is concerned, I mean, that is one of the most tough and nuanced subjects, really, for how do you try and value a company, or how do you try and find a price that is reasonable, that will allow you to make money. There are various ways people do it. People do it P multiple dekh lete hai, ya you know, people will say ke you know, main historical multiple se compare kar lunga, peer se compare kar lunga, I'll do a free cash flow analysis, falana deekna. There are multiple ways where people try and see ke bhai ultimately fair value kya hai. And but it's a very nuanced subject. I mean, it's a 2-year degree or a 2-year course to be able to get understanding of valuation right. So for most people, it's a shorthand on P multiples, really. Ke, अच्छा कोई चीज पहले 15 पे ट्रेड करती थी, आज 10 पे ट्रेड करती है, 12 पे ट्रेड करी है, रिलेटिवली चीप, लेट्स गो एंड बाय. आई मीन दैट्स वेयर द इंटेलिजेंस ऑफ मोस्ट पीपल सॉर्ट ऑफ रियली एंड्स, बट देयर इज डीपर वर्क रिक्वायर्ड टू बी डन.
या फॉर एग्जांपल, मैं कल व्हाइल आई वाज कमिंग हियर प्रिपेयरिंग माय बैग एंड एवरीथिंग, आई नोटिस दैट माय एडिटर हैड अ बुक ऑन हिज शेल्फ. इट आई फॉरगेट द ऑथर, ही वाज एन ओल्डर जेंटलमैन. And the book was called Day Trading Secrets. Maine dekha, acha. Obviously, my editor is like a young dude. He's 21 only. So, I can understand why usko mazaa aayenge day trading. But I wondered, can you really become like that special or like a fantastic investor by reading a book, kyunki aap khud hi keh rahe ho it's a 2-year course or a degree, does that really sort of give you some insights or no? Like for example, like let me add more context. Main jaake, I go and read the Almanac of Naval Ravikant, right? This is something that more people can relate to, right? As opposed to a day trading book. And he gives me all these wonderful principles on wealth. You know, wealth is like what you, you know, whatever, like earn with your mind, not with your time. Bahut sari baatein. Aur aapko lagta hai agle din jaake ki yaar ab to main ye karunga jo Naval Ravikant keh raha hai. And I'm going to be like full of cash. I'm going to be like wealthy. What eventually ends up happening is, those are all principles and mental models. Then there is reality and all this technical work that you do in the middle. Wo gap log bridge nahi kar pate.
So, ye aisa hai na. So, first of all, I think reading is great. Aap padh lo, aapko jo padhna hai, wo, I mean, whatever is of interest to you, whether it's day trading, swing trading, investing, falana, dikna, aap jo karna hai kar lo. But the reality is, you know, I'll just give you a small anecdote from the world of sport. You can read a book. If you are facing a fast bowler who is going to bowl at you at 150 kilometers per hour, keep your head still, keep your bat flat to the ground, your bat has to be facing, your direction of your bat has to be towards first slip, you know, your body weight has to be right at the balance. Ye sab aap padh lo. Okay. Does this mean that you are going to be able to play that 150 kilometers per hour ball if you're actually on the pitch? The answer is no. And why? Because as you rightly said, the reality is very different. And when you're reading a book, it's all nice, it's academic, it's theoretical, it's lovely.
It's also optimistic.
Yeah. But jab aap pitch pe khade ho, when you're seeing a fast bowler walk, run in, bowl at 150 kmph, तब अच्छे अच्छों के तोते उड़ जाते, you know, and वो फट जाती है लोगों की, and that pace makes people do silly things. You know, there is a saying by Sunil Gavaskar. Sunil Gavaskar says that pace makes people, even the best cricketers, do very silly things.
Yeah.
तो वो जो इमोशन है, वो जो ग्राउंड रियलिटी है कि वो मोमेंट पे आप बॉल देख पाओगे, आपका बैलेंस सही है नहीं है, वो सब सिर्फ करके ही समझ में आए.
Yeah, Mike Tyson says everyone has a plan till they get punched in the face.
Correct. So the reality is that आप सब you study, you do everything, but in the markets there is nothing better than on the job training. You know, you actually have to live through the process. You have to live through the process of being able to deal with your emotion, and ultimately when you start small, when you start experiencing gains, wins, losses on a day-to-day basis, you build that experience over a period of time. That experience will compound and will allow you to actually end up becoming a very successful player in the market. It's not like any other degree, you know, or any other profession where a theoretical education will even make you half as good as most others. Here, the difference is going to be wild.
I see. So, you're basically saying that there is only one way to make wealth through the market, and that is to simply put your money in the market, do some diligence, but ultimately, aapko wo kadam uthana padega. It can't just be like you read a book on it and you're like, I know exactly what to do if XYZ happens, because you don't know. Ultimately, you're just playing with, I don't know, a dragon. You can't control it.
Absolutely. You have to find your way. See, I mean, there is, if you want to make money in the markets, I think there has to be one, you need to have a clear understanding of what is the game that you want to play. And when I say what is the game that you want to play, whether you want to play the investing game, whether you want to play the trading game, whether you want to play, what is a strategy that works for you?
What's the game that you are playing? Where did you get into it? And what is the game right now?
I mean, over a period of time, I started as a trader, evolved into an investor. I think and beyond a certain size and scale, you start realizing that when you want to manage large amounts of money, and when you're managing large amounts of money, I think the investment game and trying to buy good businesses at a decent price is over a very long period of time, the one of the games as far as the...
Why not become a VC? To aur bhi bada game hai.
See, so, the second part of the equation, one is first you figure out what is the game you want to play. The second is, can you handle the temperament that comes with that game? So, if you are playing the long game, if you are playing the investment game, you need a different temperament. So, Cheteshwar Pujara has a different temperament because he's playing a test match. Rishabh Pant or a Surya Kumar Yadav has a different temperament because he's playing the short game, because he's playing the T20. You're not going to be successful if you don't get the match right. If your temperament is that of a Cheteshwar Pujara and you're playing the T20 game, you're going to lose. If your temperament is that of a Surya Kumar Yadav and you're playing the test game, you're going to lose. There has to be a match of what you can stomach. You know, what can you stomach volatility? Can you stomach excessive transactions? Can you stomach getting in and out? What is it that your mind, your psychological setup allows you to do? Now, for me, to answer your question on the VC bit, do I have the mindset, do I have the mental structure to be able to operate as a VC? Because that requires a very different skill set. Because in VC, what happens, you'll make 20 investments, but 80% of them will fail. So, 16 investment. So, you have to have the stomach to see those 16 investments. You have to be able to write them off to zero.
Absolutely. And that is just money burned.
Yeah, that is just money burned. Because you will make those 16 wrong calls and you don't know them at the time.
But you have to. You absolutely have to.
That's the power law. That's how it works. And it's only in those 20, and of those 20, maybe one or two are going to be 100 baggers for you. You don't know which one. But you need to have this temperament, that faith, to be able to write off the 16 names, to be able to wait for that 100 bagger and wait for the whole game to play out.
I think VCs would kill it at Teen Patti, and like all other investors would kill it at poker.
Maybe. Yeah. So it's those big asymmetrical bets that... So, absolutely right. I mean, a blind hill river.
Hai na?
Yeah.
But like, but I've spoken to VCs and it seems like a lot of research goes into it. At the end of the day, wo log aisi companies mein invest kar rahe hote hain, wo publicly listed nahi hoti. They know the founder personally. They're counseling the founder, unko samjha rahe hote hain. With you guys, it's a very like hands-off approach, strictly on a graph, right? Or do you as well, to become a better investor, aap bhi jaake company ke andar mil lete ho kisi se, aur jante ho, like, do you go to the qualitative part of investing or no?
Of course we do. Of course we do. It's not that you're making just investment decisions basis some random publicly available information. You try and meet managements, you try and attend AGMs, you try and attend investor calls, analyst days, etc.
You do all of these things?
Yeah. You try and get an understanding of, ultimately, see, you have to understand that businesses are run by people and people create, it is ultimately great people who create great value. So you have to be able to be in touch with reality. You have to be able to sense, you have to be able to understand, make judgments on whether you write. Ultimately, a company is, if I were to put it, company ghoda hai. घोड़े पे जॉकी कौन बैठा है वो भी आपको समझना पड़ता है घोड़ा अकेले तो नहीं भागने वाला है सो इफ यू सी सम ऑफ द बेस्ट वेल्थ क्रिएटिंग कंपनीज हैव बीन द बेस्ट वेल्थ क्रिएटिंग कंपनीज बिकॉज दे हैव हैड दीज आइकॉनिक लीडर्स दे हैव हैड दीज आइकॉनिक पीपल रनिंग दीज कंपनीज विच एक्चुअली प्लेड अ वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट रोल इन मेकिंग दोज कंपनीज आइकॉनिक सो ये दीज आर स्मॉल नुआंसेस फॉर विच यू हैव टू स्पेंड टाइम यू हैव टू स्पेंड योर एनर्जी टू अंडरस्टैंड कि भाई ये बंदा इसमें कोई बात है जो विच इज एक्चुअली गोइंग टू क्रिएट अ लार्ज आउटकम सो यस देयर इज अ लॉट ऑफ क्वालिटेटिव वर्क दैट गोज इन टू मेकिंग दीज इन्वेस्टमेंट डिसीजंस एंड एज एन इवन एज अ नॉर्मल रिटेल इन्वेस्टर वन कैन मेक इट यू नो आई सी आज हर रिटेल यू विल सी एवरी लार्ज कंपनी हैव लैक्स ऑफ शेयर होल्डर्स कितने लोग एजीएम का
कोई नहीं करते
कोई एजीएम अटेंड ही नहीं करता
मतलब वो ऐसा होता है कि देखो आई व्हाट आई हैव सीन एंड आई हैव मेट सेवरल यंग पीपल नाउ बिकॉज आई हैव बीन गेटिंग इनटू दिस मोर एंड मोर देखो भैया इस पे लगा रखा है मैंने देखते हैं
yeah.
एटीट्यूड होता है मोस्टली
या सो इट्स किसी ने बता दिया कर लिया मैंने वो टाइप का है बट उसमें लंबा पैसा नहीं बने सी दैट्स नॉट द वे टू मेक रियली बिग मनी
Talk to me more about how to manage your emotions when you're investing, because it seems to me that many people, like how, you know, in bahut sare aise mercenary units hote hain soldiers ke kai kai jaise, and they or like terrorists, we know that they're trigger happy, like they'll shoot first and think second, right? So is tarah ki impulsiveness jo hoti hai, how can one temper their emotions better, or have you learned to temper your emotions better as a consequence of being an investor, you know?
So I think this is one of the hardest parts of being in the stock markets, you know, is emotion management, and how do you deal with a great win, how do you deal with a great loss or a large loss. And the trick that I have found that works for me, and that probably could work for a lot of people, is you treat every trade as one in 100,000 or one in 10,000. So if you're playing, let's say, a game of poker, आपको एक हाथ खराब आया, इसका मतलब ये नहीं कि आप खराब प्लेयर हो या आपका लक खराब है. अल्टीमेटली इफ यू विन और यू लूज विल बी डिटर्मिंड ओवर सेवरल हैंड्स दैट यू प्ले. सेम वे, लेट्स से इफ यू आर अ क्रिकेटर, वन बैड बॉल डजंट मेक यू अ गुड और अ बैड क्रिकेटर. यू केम योर फर्स्ट बॉल, आपने छक्का मार लिया, फर्स्ट बॉल आउट भी हो गए, वो आपको सक्सेसफुल या अल्टीमेटली दैट बिलीफ कि बॉस मैं, इफ आई वॉन्ट टू रियली अचीव सक्सेस एंड ग्रेटनेस, आई एम गोइंग टू प्ले 10,000 बॉल्स इन माई लाइफ. मैं 10,000 बॉल 15,000 बॉल खेलूंगा, किसी में आउट होऊंगा, किसी में छक्के मारूंगा. आई डोंट हैव टू लेट द आउटकम ऑफ वन बॉल इम्पैक्ट माई इमोशनल मेंटल.
बट इट्स सो हार्ड, लाइक
इट्स हार्ड, इट्स नॉट
इजी. द नंबर ऑफ फाइनेंशियल ट्रांजैक्शंस जो आप करते हो स्टॉक मार्केट में इज प्रोपोर्शनेटली हाई देन से मैं कंटेंट क्रिएटर्स की बात करूं. अ कंटेंट क्रिएटर कैन, इवन इफ देयर लाइक सुपर यू नो क्वांटिटी सेंट्रिक, तो 7 दिन में 7 कंटेंट के पीसेस निकालेंगे, ठीक है. And because it's a more emotional medium, you know, because ultimately, like, unless you're an idea-based creator, कि कुछ चला कुछ नहीं चला, हमारे भी तो इतना वो financial implication भी नहीं है ना उस चीज़ का, कि कुछ चला है नहीं चला, ठीक है क्या है, portfolio थोड़ी ऊपर नीचे हो रहा है, it's just numbers on a screen ultimately, but they don't have a life-changing impact, devastating impact, the same way it can on an investor, right? So doing all of these transactions, right? कभी ना कभी, there must be a breaking point. Have you ever like gone totally left field, ki jahan pe nothing is working out in your favor, and how did you get out of it?
So one, as I said, the mindset of taking each transaction as it goes is important, but at the same time, if you think that a particular transaction or a particular stock or a particular investment is making you anxious, okay, it means you've got your position size wrong.
I have no idea what position size is.
When I mean position size, it means that it has become too large a part of your wealth. Or it has become too large a part of your portfolio.
Or it's crossed your risk appetite.
That it is giving you anxiety. So, see, think about anxiety. Aapka, let's say, 1 crore ka portfolio. Okay. Is a 5 lakh rupee position going to make you anxious, or a 50 lakh position?
50 lakh position.
Correct. Now, if that 50 lakh position is making you anxious, that means either you've not done work on it, which to make sure that your anxiety is taken care of, and therefore you don't have that much conviction, or you have made an outsized bet beyond what your stomach can take. So the way to get that, rid of that anxiety, is to make sure that you get your position size correct. Matlab aap, there is no need to, that's why they say, right, that diversification is the only free lunch in investing. Ki agar aap se nahi sambhala jata aur aap se nahi jhela jata, to aap 5 lakh ki 20 bet lo aur 1 crore ka portfolio banao, so that one stock ka ups and downs will not make you lose your peace of mind and your sleep.
I have a very nasty analogy to this. I heard a gentleman say ki isliye bahut sare bacche karne chahiye, ek aad nikamma ho gaya to कोई बात नहीं और भी है, बट आई थिंक इट अप्लाइज टू द स्टॉक मार्केट एज वेल.
या सो आई मीन गेटिंग रिड ऑफ दैट, मेकिंग श्योर दैट यू गॉट द पोजीशन राइट इज इंपॉर्टेंट फॉर दिस इमोशन मैनेजमेंट.
ओके, नाउ I remember as a kid hearing mutual fund investments are subject to market risk. So, tez tez 1.75x playback speed pe ad ke baad ek bahut tez se ek disclaimer dete hain, right? As a kid, I'm watching this on the TV. I'm hearing this on the radio. I grow up. I meet several wealthy people. They're like, okay, you're making this money. It's ek cheez hoti hai portfolio. I was like, oh great, ye kya hota hai? I had no idea. Stock market, ye kya hota hai? And I gradually start my SIPs and I start seeing some returns. I recently talked about it on another podcast. And I enjoy it. Like, badhiya yaar, mereko to pata nahi tha ye bhi ho sakta hai. Like, as someone who's not from this industry at all, just seeing that wealth grow by a tiny bit of wo bhi, the past me was so responsible that I decided, yaar, monthly SIP jaani hai. Wo jaati rahi. Aur mere hi actions ne mereko thoda aur ameer bana diya. Mereko to jo bhi aisi cheez hoti badi achi lagti hai. Right? But mereko ek cheez samajh mein nahi aayi. I am using an SIP to invest in a mutual fund, correct? How does, matlab, aap ek mutual fund ko own karte ho, correct?
Correct.
To main ek fund ko own kaise kar sakta ho? Like, what is the mechanics of owning a fund? Mere ko samajh nahi aata ki wo kaun logo ke naam likhe hue hain ki inke mutual fund mein main SIP bhar raha hu.
See, mutual fund kya hai? You know, agar apan simplify karte hain, mutual fund kya hai? It is essentially a collective trust. Ki aapne आपके जैसे मेरे जैसे हजारों लोगों ने इकट्ठा होके, लेट से हम 100 लोगों ने इकट्ठा होके लाख 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 रुपया दिया और 1 करोड़ रुपए का कॉर्पस बना, और वो 1 करोड़ रुपए का कॉर्पस एक प्रोफेशनल फंड मैनेजर है.
सॉरी आपसे बात काट रहा हूँ, एक मिनट. हाउ इज दैट डिफरेंट फ्रॉम अ लॉटरी, जो इनफॉर्मली लॉटरी वाला सिस्टम होता है?
सो लॉटरी में क्या हो जाता है कि लॉटरी में तो आपको एक लॉटरी टिकट मिलता है एंड देन योर आउटकम इज बेस्ड ऑन लक. हियर यू आर नॉट
लाइक जो दोस्त आपस में लॉटरी लगा लेते हैं ना, इट्स अ होल. डू यू नॉट नो अबाउट दिस?
The BC holds ecosystem, right?
I don't know what that is. Basically, ये कि हर महीने हर बंदा 10,000 रुपए की लॉटरी भर रहा है और 12 महीने में से एक दिन उसको सारा लमसम अमाउंट मिल सकता है. तो 10 लोग हैं तो 1 लाख रुपए हो गए. So
it's not like that, you know. It's so mutual fund, as I said, आप 1 करोड़ लेट से का एक ट्रस्ट बना, आपने लाख रुपए डाला था, तो आपको प्रोराटा आपकी यूनिट्स मिलेंगी. Now वो 1 करोड़ रुपया, it actually gets invested in stocks, bonds, whatever the case may be. एंड जब स्टॉक में पैसा जाता है, लेट्स से वो म्यूचुअल फंड मैनेजर ने 1 करोड़ रुपए का इन्वेस्टमेंट्स किए, वो 1 करोड़ रुपए 20 लाख रुपए हुए, तो आपके 1 लाख रुपए की जो यूनिट्स थी उसकी वैल्यू 1 लाख से 1,20,000 हो गई. बट आपका आउटकम आपकी यूनिट्स में दिखेगा, आपकी यूनिट्स के प्राइसेस और उसकी एनएवी में दिखेगा, एंड दैट इज वॉट विल डिफाइन और डिटरमाइन योर सक्सेस. सो इट्स वेरी डिफरेंट फ्रॉम दीज लॉटरीज दैट यू आर टॉकिंग अबाउट. इट्स वेरी डिफरेंट फ्रॉम essentially it's defractional. It's अगर आप as a fractional investor, see, let's say आज एक MRF का stock है, आज MRF का stock 1,10,000 रुपए है, आप you have only 1 lakh rupees, you can't buy that stock because you have only 1 lakh rupees. आप 1,10,000 रुपए का stock कैसे लोगे?
Of course.
But let's say आपके जैसे 100 लोग मिलके एक mutual fund जो ट्रस्ट है उसमें 1 करोड़ रुपया जमा हुआ है, वो फंड में 1 या 10 शेयर MRF लिए, तो आपको प्रोराटा जो MRF का यूनिट है वो आपके अकाउंट में प्रोराटा 0.8, 0.9 व्हाटएवर दैट नंबर इज विल गेट अक्रूड टू यू. सो इट एक्चुअली ऑल एसेट्स आर पूल्ड सो दैट लार्ज मनी कैन बी इन्वेस्टेड एंड लार्ज मनी कैन बी मेड. एंड ये सबसे टैक्स एफिशिएंट ट्रस्ट तरीका है पैसा इन्वेस्ट करने का और पैसा डिप्लॉय करने का. And how do you buy it is really simple, right? I mean, I run a mutual fund myself. There are 45 mutual fund companies in India.
That's it?
Yeah, there are 45.
Is it tough to get a compliance to start a mutual fund?
It's extremely tough.
Tabhi 45 hai sirf.
Yeah, it's extremely tough. So, bahut paisa lagta hai. Pehle to it requires a lot of capital to set up a mutual fund business.
Is there kyunki compliances hain or like what kind of hoops are you jumping through that you have to spend so much money even setting it up? Because you can just say, look, I'm this person, you trust me, you can start it with your friends and then.
No, so it's not like that, right? I mean, ultimately, you get a mutual fund license from the securities regulator, which is SEBI. And SEBI has a long list of things that you have to comply with. Because at the end of the day, अगर आपको म्यूचुअल फंड सेटअप करना है तो कैपिटल रिक्वायरमेंट्स है, इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर रिक्वायरमेंट्स है, पीपल रिक्वायरमेंट्स है. सो देर इज अ लॉन्ग लिस्ट ऑफ थिंग्स दैट यू हैव टू कंप्लाई विद. इट टेक्स इयर्स टू गेट अ म्यूचुअल फंड लाइसेंस.
हाउ लॉन्ग डिड इट टेक यू?
इट टुक मी 4 इयर्स.
एंड यू वर पर्सिस्टेंटली आफ्टर देम कि मेरे को ये चाहिए?
दे यूज्ड टू कीप गिविंग अस रिक्वेस्ट्स और क्वेरीज, कि ये दो ये इन्फॉर्मेशन दो ये बैलेंस शीट फलाना डिकना वी यूज्ड टू कंप्लाई विद
आप क्यों चक्कर में पड़ गए ना चार साल like you could have for in all honesty you could have just you know did what you did you just kept investing why even start a mutual fund
so I mean this is something that I really enjoy doing and mere ko so obviously mutual fund is a great business to be in it is the convergence of so I believe that I would like to believe that I have some skill in managing money I have some skill in making investments and I have the passion and the will to be able to deal with these markets on a day-to-day basis. And mutual funds allow me a great business structure and a vehicle to offer this skill to customers at large, right? So, ye ek platform hai where you can take your skill, exhibit, take it to a lot of people, make money for them and in the process, make money for yourself as well.
Which begs the next question, how does a mutual fund make money? Say, I spend 10,000, 15,000, depending on my risk appetite, 2,000 rupay, main SIP mein lagata hun, to wo 2,000 rupay fir usme mereko aa jati hai value, to wo usme, how are you making money?
So as a mutual fund, we charge something that is called as a management fee.
And that is visible when someone is buying the SIP?
It's visible in the total expense ratio.
Okay.
So, जो टोटल एक्सपेंस रेशियो है इज इसेंशियली व्हाट अ कस्टमर इज पेइंग फॉर अ म्यूचुअल फंड सो लेट्स से अगर आपने देखा कि कोई फंड का टोटल एक्सपेंस रेशियो 1% है दैट मींस दैट अगर आपने लाख रुपए लगाए तो मोटा मोटी आपको 1,000 रुपया पर एनम लगेगा ऑन फॉर द मैनेजमेंट ऑफ दैट इन्वेस्टमेंट नाउ वेदर इट इज वो उसमें से पार्ट मनी गवर्नमेंट को जाता है पार्ट मनी कस्टोडियन देयर आर लॉट्स ऑफ सर्विसेज एक्सेट्रा बट या पार्ट ऑफ द मनी दैट वी मेक एज इन्वेस्टमेंट मैनेजर्स इज आल्सो कलेक्टेड फ्रॉम देम
एंड हाउ इज दैट डिफरेंट फ्रॉम अ वेल्थ मैनेजर अ टिपिकल जैसे आप समटाइम्स पीपल हैव फैमिली ऑफिसेस वेयर दे इन्वेस्ट फ्रॉम और दे माइट हैव टू मच मनी एंड देयर लाइक लेट्स हायर अ वेल्थ मैनेजर जो हमारे एक दे टेक अ शेयर एंड देन दे इन्वेस्ट ऑन देयर ओन हाउ इज दैट इज अ म्यूचुअल फंड मोर पब्लिक एंड अ वेल्थ मैनेजर इज प्राइवेट लाइक हाउ व्हाट इज द डिफरेंस
So, see, in the traditional, the way to think about a wealth manager is a facilitator, is an expert who allows you to allocate and choose between multiple mutual funds. So, let's say, ultimately, a wealth manager is not allowed to put money, invest money in themselves, right? There are these 45 mutual fund companies. उसमें से कौन सी कंपनी में पैसा लगाना है कौन से म्यूचुअल फंड में पैसा लगाना है कौन सी स्कीम में डालना है कौन से में निकालना है या व्हाट इज करेक्ट फॉर योर एलोकेशन एक्सेट्रा दैट हेल्प एंड असिस्टेंस इज ऑफर्ड बाय अ वेल्थ मैनेजर ओके सम वेल्थ मैनेजर्स हु मे हैव देयर ओन पीएमएसएस मे ऑफर यू कि भाई वी विल मैनेज योर मनी बट देन एसेंशियली दे आर एन एसेट मैनेजर ऑपरेटिंग एज अ वेल्थ मैनेजर
ओके
बट स्ट्रिक्टली स्पीकिंग अ वेल्थ मैनेजर इज अ पर्सन हु हेल्प्स यू मैनेज योर वेल्थ बाय एलोकेटिंग इन डिफरेंट प्रोडक्ट्स इन डिफरेंट एसेट्स नाउ वेदर आप उसमें वो कोई वेल्थ मैनेजर मोटा मोटी क्या करेगा आपके साथ बैठेगा आपको बोलेगा ठीक है आउट ऑफ योर 1 crore रुपी कॉर्पस 80% हैज टू बी इन इक्विटी तो इक्विटी में आप 50% लार्ज कैप ले लो या 20% फ्लेक्सी कैप ले लो फलाना ढीकना 10% के आप बॉन्ड्स ले लो या डेट फंड्स ले लो और 10% पे आप लेट्स से आप गोल्ड में तो आप सॉवरेन गोल्ड बॉन्ड ले लो तो उस हिसाब से वो आपको एक structure bana ke dega and he will help you execute that structure as well. So that is what the role of a wealth manager really is.
I see. So everyone who's in the world of finance, mutual funds, has some rules that they generally recommend people ki aapko what should be like a good ratio for normal savings in a bank account versus bonds versus NSCs, FDs versus stocks versus mutual funds, right? Obviously, हमें पता है क्योंकि आप म्यूचुअल फंड चलाते हो आप म्यूचुअल फंड को सबसे ज्यादा सपोर्ट करोगे दैट गोज विदाउट सेइंग दैट्स व्हाई यू आर बुलिश ऑन इट दैट्स व्हाई यू स्टार्ट इट द म्यूचुअल फंड बट व्हाट डू यू थिंक इज अ जनरल रिकमेंडेशन और अ रेशियो दैट यू फॉलो दैट हैज वर्क्ड वेल एंड वी कैन मेक इट कॉन्क्रीट सो वी कैन मेक इट समथिंग लाइक लेट्स से समवन हूज 20 इयर्स ओल्ड अर्निंग 25,000 रुपीज अ मंथ लेट्स से समवन हूज 40 इयर्स ओल्ड अर्निंग 2 लाख रुपीज अ मंथ आई थिंक दैट शुड गिव अस अ फेयर एस्टिमेट
सो अगर आप इफ यू आर 20 इयर्स ओल्ड यू नो यू आर मेकिंग 25,000 रुपीज कट ऑल योर एक्सपेंसेस व्हाट आई मीन नॉट कट नॉट आप डोंट स्पेंड मनी ऐसा नहीं है बट आप जितना भी खर्चा करते हो व्हाटएवर इज लेफ्ट व्हाटएवर इज योर सेविंग इन माय माइंड 100% ऑफ दैट शुड गो टू इक्विटी
Okay, really?
Whether that equity is direct stocks or through a mutual fund
hmm.
is up to you, whether you have the time and the wherewithal.
Hmm.
कि आप direct stock trading कर सकते हो तो आप direct stock trading.
मतलब बच्चे 5000 रुपए की FD ना कराएं.
I think no.
You're... Returns कुछ नहीं होंगे इसपे.
And see, the reason why I'm saying that कि अगर if अगर आप 20 साल के हो right,
hmm.
आपके पास जो सबसे बड़ी gift है वो है time. You know you have the gift of time because you have let's say अगर आपका आप 20,000 रुपए खर्चा करके 5,000 रुपए इन्वेस्ट करते हो आप 5,000 रुपए इन्वेस्ट करोगे उसके बाद वो लेट्स से कोई गलत कॉल हो गई एंड यू नो यू लूज 10% 15% ऑफ दैट मनी बिकॉज यू डोंट नीड टू सेव मनी और यूज दैट मनी फॉर रिटायरमेंट इमीडिएटली टुमारो यू कैन गिव योर इन्वेस्टमेंट्स टाइम प्लस यू हैव द फैक्ट दैट टुडे यू आर 20 यू आर मेकिंग 25,000 बट एज यू प्रोग्रेस इन लाइफ यू विल मेक 30, 40, 50, 60, 100K, 200K एंड प्रोग्रेसिवली कीप गोइंग अप द the value the chain of income as well and therefore you can take more risk you are in a position to take more risk and therefore you should take more risk because if you start early and you allow your money to compound for a long period of time which is only possible through equity so you can have a very very large corpus so that's the first part agar aap I mean aap 20 saal ke ho aur aap 5000 rupees ki FD laga rahe ho then Either you have to have a very, very conservative outlook for you to be able to justify that decision because otherwise it doesn't really make sense for you to put money in a fixed deposit kind of an instrument which is not going to yield you, which is actually going to take away from your wealth rather
than... Right, the corpus needs to be big for correct. That, yeah.
So that's point number one. As far as the other example is concerned, right? Again, 40-year-old guy earning 2 lakh rupees a month. How much equity exposure... should they have and how much alternate exposure that should have again depends on their ability and their willingness to take it.
And if they have a family because that changes a lot of things, right?
Yeah. So, and what also changes aapka kitna, how much is your existing corpus? How much is that sufficient, not sufficient? But my sense is that even for a 40-year-old guy who has 20 years left for his retirement, for all practical purposes, 20 saal aur kaam karna hai. A substantial part of money should be in equity, equity linked instruments. Whether that is, again, it could be hybrid funds, it could be mutual funds, it could be PMSs, whatever that case would be. Because
no crypto for the 40-year-old guy?
No, I mean, not really. Not a big believer in crypto. So.
Why is that? Not that I am, just playing devil's advocate and asking why not? Because... It seems to me that a lot of people who are very invested in the stock markets and mutual funds seem to have a distaste for crypto. Is it because is there no rule book available or is it uncertain?
No, so I am personally, I don't have a, the way I think about crypto is what is crypto? Okay, if I have to bucket it. First, is it an asset? The answer is no, because... What is an asset? An asset is something that can generate cash flow for you. आपके पास property है, property आप भाड़े पे लगाते हो, आपको rent देगी, that's an asset. आपके पास धंधा है, धंधा business income generate करेगा, वो asset है.
Correct.
Fixed income है, fixed income interest देगा, that is an asset. Farm है, farm से आपको ultimately you will make some produce, you will sell it, it will generate income, that's an asset. So that is really what an asset is. Okay. Is it a currency? So crypto is not an asset. They say crypto is a currency, but
it's trying to be a digital currency, but it's not really gotten there.
Today, you know, if you want to walk down to the restaurant, can I pay in crypto?
No, not in India yet.
Yeah. I think in most parts of the world, you know, even if you look at Mr. Musk, who was a big believer in
El Salvador or ek do jagah pe unhone kar diya aisa. Argentina also, those guys have like gone full crypto.
Yeah.
But their economies are not doing the best right
Correct.
Now.
And you don't want because it's too volatile an asset, right? Matlab, aap, let's say, main aapko bolu, and you look at Elon Musk's example, right? They started accepting crypto for payments against Tesla purchases. Ki aapko Tesla gaadi khareedni hai, aap crypto do. Aapne mere ko paise diye, tab crypto $40,000. One Bitcoin was $40,000. Agle din 32,000 ho gaye. To maine assume karke liye the ki mere ko to ultimately जो मेटल बेन टायर रबर वगैरह फराना डिगना भरना है वो तो डॉलर में ही भरना है तो स्टोर ऑफ वैल्यू है क्या वो तो स्टोर ऑफ वैल्यू नहीं है
So you're saying it's far less stable than like the average stock market. Yeah. Like what is daily mini crashes and mini booms?
Correct. So it's not a currency. It is not acceptable as a currency for two reasons. Because it's too volatile, number one. And number two, it is not accepted as currency, as a mode of payment really. And therefore, then what begs the question, then what is it? If it's not a currency, if it's not an asset, for all practical purposes, it's a speculative commodity. It's a speculative commodity, jiska bhav upar jayega, jiska bhav niche jayega. Kyun upar niche jayega? Because of the forces of demand and supply. But as I said, is the only way for you to make money out of crypto is the greater fool theory, right? कि आपसे बड़ा कोई मूर्ख आपसे ऊपर के भाव में वो क्रिप्टो लेके जाएगा वो ही आपके लिए होप है. दैट इज द ओनली वे यू विल मेक मनी. एंड फॉर अ लॉट ऑफ पीपल आई मीन दे मेड ग्रेट अमाउंट ऑफ मनी इन क्रिप्टो एंड फुल रिस्पेक्ट फॉर देम. बट आई वुड नॉट लाइक टू एंगेज एंड इन दैट काइंड ऑफ स्पेक्युलेटिव activity where essentially I'm engaging in the greater fool theory. And therefore crypto is not, that's why I say I'm not a big believer and therefore not a
मैंने आपके ट्विटर पे वैसे भी नोटिस करा था वो प्रोफाइल पिक्चर में वो नहीं बने हुए थे आंखों में जो आई डोंट नो व्हाट दैट इज दैट्स अ क्रिप्टो सिग्नल. हैव यू हर्ड ऑफ लाइक अदर फ्रैक्शनलाइज्ड फॉर्म्स ऑफ इन्वेस्टमेंट? फॉर एग्जांपल रिसेंटली देयर इज अ कंपनी कॉल्ड स्ट्राटा दैट हैज इमर्ज्ड इन मुंबई वेयर यू कैन डू फ्रैक्शनलाइज्ड इन्वेस्टमेंट इन रियल एस्टेट. And something that I invest through is this company called Masterworks, which allows you to invest in fractionalized bits of paintings. I'm yet to see ki ab usme, because it takes 3 or 4 years to realize. Basically, you can buy 2 or 3% or 5% or 10% or 14% of the painting. It's very expensive. So you can buy it in bulk and then you wait, or you can trade it on the secondary market. Mereko bada fascinating laga. I kind of understand about art. And so I bought it. But in the same time, other paintings have also been realized. Now, obviously, this is outside the domain. So you can feel free to say, ki ye mera domain nahi hai. But there are all these new emerging ways to invest money and buy your way into the market in a fractionalized manner. Are there any other things that you also invest in beyond apna jo standard mutual fund hai?
Not really. I mean, I would like to keep it simple. I think all of this is too fancy. For my liking and
too late.
Fancy is not so fancy is good to have, good to talk on a podcast. But paisa banega ki nahi, I think is a big.
तभी भी मैंने अपनी risk appetite के अंदर ही hit और miss करके एक लगाया.
So you have to put, I mean.
मैं ही बता रहा कि amount क्या था. एक का मतलब ये नहीं है जो आप सोच रहे हो. एक कुछ भी हो सकता है.
So you have to take it to pinch of salt and say, okay, I'm willing to write that money off.
Okay. So before we kind of start wrapping things up, I want to ask something else. Dekho, yaar, let's be honest. You're, I'm going to say this, so don't get offended. You're a rich guy. ठीक है, ऐसे लोग बोलते हैं. आप एक billionaire हो, millionaire हो, आपको ऐसे लोग tag देते हैं अक्सर, right? जो भी कोई इंसान होता है, who's, anyone who talks about wealth openly, anyone who talks about the markets, ultimately is branded a millionaire, a rich guy, or like, whatever, like there are some negative terms as well, right? I'm a creator podcaster, so I can't say I'm a rich guy podcaster. You know, it's just marketing standpoints, it doesn't apply. You come with a set of life experiences. I come with a set of life experiences. We have been led here to this moment, right? At this place we're recording. What is something that someone like me, who's, you know, I guess decent at speaking and like conducting interviews, learn about money so that I don't have to inhabit 100% aapke wali skill, neither will I, because mere skills kuch aur hai. But what is something that someone like me, a creative, let's just say, I'm going to use that word, right? Who, jo ye sochta ki wo the right brain heavy nahi hai, ki shayad uski accounting itni strong na ho, shayad that person struggles to like understand the depth of their finances. I'm using myself as a bad example to place us on the two sides of the spectrum, right? Wealth guy, creative guy. I'm not saying that you're not creative. I'm not saying that, you know, I'm not someone who does not know about wealth. But given what you know about the markets and wealth, what would be your advice to someone like me if I wanted to grow my wealth?
Let a professional manage it for you.
Really? Not get my own head into it at all?
With what you said, zarurat kya hai?
मैंने अपनी धज्जियां थोड़ी ज्यादा बना ली. नहीं नहीं, इतना थोड़ा मैं जानता हूँ, ऐसी बात नहीं है. बट आई वाज जस्ट ट्राइंग टू पोर्ट्रे लाइक टू एक्सट्रीम्स.
सो ऐसी बात करने से कोई आदमी एक्सपर्ट नहीं बन जाता है. यू नो, आई विल से कि मैं डॉक्टरों को इंटरव्यू कर लूंगा, डॉक्टरों को पॉडकास्ट कर लूंगा, के साथ बात कर लूंगा, या फलाना ढिकाना कुछ भी कर लूंगा. बट विल दैट मेक मी क्वालिफाइड इनफ टू ट्रीट माई सेल्फ? द आंसर इज नो.
Someone recently died of colon cancer because of my bad diagnosis, because I thought like I could be a doctor.
So idea is very simple here, ki boss, you have a great skill, you know, you are doing a great job. I think you are communicating lots of ideas, lots of information in a simplified manner to a large audience, and people need to get educated, people need to be aware. And you have a great skill at that, and you know your energy is best spent
on that.
And with all the money that you make with that primary skill, you invest that money with the help of a professional, whether it's a professional wealth manager or an asset manager, and let that money compound over a period of time.
Yeah.
And that will result in a lot of wealth for you. It did not necessarily, you will still be wealthy, but you need not be in a position where you are wealthy and you need to talk about wealth also. I have seen some of the biggest investors, you know, not only in our funds, but with who are investing in other asset management companies. They are essentially at the pinnacle of what they do. You know, so you'll be surprised. Some of the best, most wealthy investors are Supreme Court lawyers, High Court lawyers.
What are you saying?
Big architects, very senior engineers working at large organizations. These are extremely wealthy people with a lot of wealth, which has got built by obviously them making money from their primary skill,
active income,
and then deploying that with the help of a professional. You know, you will be surprised. You will find doctors with portfolios of 200 crores, 300 crores, 500 crores. Yeah,
you've busted such a major myth in my head, because I used to think to get to a place of infinite wealth, let's just say, I have to become the person who deals in wealth all day. And I'm saying, because bahut sare log ye sochte hain, it's like this is completely against everything I've learned about building wealth so far.
This is the truth. You know, you don't need to be an expert in wealth in order to have wealth. You can just hire an expert. What's an expert going to do? An expert is going to charge you 0.5% or 1%. Usse zyada kya hi le lega aapse. You know, so essentially you are hiring an expert to manage your wealth and make your money, and you'll pay them of a certain fee, and they will help you essentially make wealth. And as I said, some of the most wealthiest people are essentially professionals. There are people who have made money from their primary skill, and then they've deployed money in the stock markets with the help of a professional, and they are sitting on large sums of wealth. And if you want to do it the other way, then you need to invest a lot of time. See, the other way is that essentially two buckets. One, you let a professional help you, or do it yourself. Now, if you want to do it yourself, it will require you to have a lot of energy, mind, time. You need to have all the wherewithal to be able to understand a company, invest in a company, look at chart. There are hundreds and thousands of things, and you will have to build the skill of managing your own wealth.
Jameet, thank God that this is the note that we ended on, because in my head I was like, yaar, ab main aur jaake padhunga iske bare mein. Like, you have just actually put me at relief. I'm just going to do more of this, and I'm going to come to you and say, bro, like, so come kuch kar sakte hain kya? Because I'm just saying objectively, this is a major misconception. I've seen too many people investing all of their time figuring this out when they can just do what they do well.
100%. Yeah. I mean, this is like any other field. I often tell people ki apan bimar hote hai to doctor khud banne ka thodi koshish karte hai ki well, let's take MBBS year 1 ka book and try and become a doctor.
Yeah.
Now you just let a doctor do, you pay him a fee, you get better, and then you move on with your life. Same thing. You make money from your primary source of income, deploy it, let that keep doing its job and keep making wealth for you, and that's about it.
So let the deployment begin. Where can people find you? Where can they follow you?
So you can follow me on Twitter. You can follow me on Instagram. I run a fairly successful investment services company called Samco. You can go look up Google Samco and find me find us there, and we will be there to help you with your investment needs, whether it's DIY or it's let a professional help you.
Amazing. Amazing. Thank you so much for your time. Thank you for educating me that wealth can be made in all of these ways. And thank you for being as articulate in English as you were in Hindi. And for all of this, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much.